The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Yeah.
Good morning. Oh, I'm loud here. Good morning.
Well, you're not too loud. Well, yeah, you are.
I was. Okay. I turned it down.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. I'm Lynn.
And Bob.
And together. Bev. You did that last week, too. Wait a minute. I think we're just going to call you Bobby.
Wow.
I'm Lynn.
And Beverly.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30, WTBR 89.7 FM. You can go to WTBR.com. And you can listen to any of the shows here at the station.
Yeah, even
just,
ours.
You go to shows, you go to, I think, podcasts, yes?
Yes.
And then you just go down the list and find what you like. And hopefully you'll like Stuff.
S-T-U-F-F.
Oh, we just had like a pre-show warm-up in here. And the song Susie Q was playing in here. And we were rocking out. Let me tell you, this girl over here, Bev, I was watching Joe Cocker. I was watching Joe Cocker. You were Joe Cocker all the way. Even though he doesn't sing the song, you were Joe Cocker.
I always loved him, too.
Oh, I did, too.
Yeah.
When I sang out of tune. He could buy
he had cerebral palsy, didn't he?
No. Is that why he did that?
I think so.
No. I never knew that.
I don't think he would do that on purpose.
Well, I don't know. He threw himself on the ground, remember? And then John Belushi imitated him. And then Joe Cocker came out during the spoof. On, I think it was Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
And Joe Cocker came out, and they're both doing the robot-y kind of, and they lay on the floor, and they're kicking their feet. It's a riot.
I love it.
All
okay.
Right. You now, have a disclaimer.
I do have a disclaimer, and for some reason it changed on me, but hold on, I got it. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Got to make sure that I have my sound up. All right.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of the WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
A couple of things here. Was that your bird?
That was my bird.
Wow.
That was Buddy. Buddy's got a big mouth.
Buddy really wanted to be part of that. And were you sick, smoking, emphysema? Were you tired?
No, I actually had written down some really bad dad jokes and was laughing at them. And then I started this and I just couldn't really keep it together.
Good fake coughing. You could be a coughing actress.
Well, I was going to do a drunk one because you said I do drunk stuff really good.
You could do that next time.
Uh-huh.
Remember the drunk that was, he was a famous drunk. Oh, every time he was on Jackie Gleason or any of those shows, he was
hysterical.
What was his name? He had white hair.
I don't know. He had a beard and a mustache.
And I don't think I ever heard him talk normal, ever.
No.
And he did a really good
He
drunk.
Was so funny.
Yes. All right. So we have had a great morning already. I feel like we're done. I just would like to announce a tag sale, and I know we decided we're not going to do dates.
Right.
But I'll throw
this
out there.
But this is different.
September 15th, a huge tag sale, silent auction, tons of stuff, no junk. September 15th, Sunday, 12 to 4 at Open Door Church, 87 Summer Street in Lee, Massachusetts. Furniture, housewares, tools, clocks, children's items, books, crafts, ice cream sundae booth, silent auction, lemonade stand, bicycles. There's just so much, there.
Is this going to be really expensive?
No. Everything is priced to sell.
Good. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Priced to sell. Rain or shine.
All
so
right.
You can come on in and join us, and that is probably the last time that we'll be announcing that.
Yeah,
okay. That's it.
I can't wait.
Me too.
Now, you have a quote?
I do. Let's see. I didn't even read this one first, so it could be bad.
Okay.
You can't shine like a diamond if you're not willing to get cut like a diamond. Ooh.
I don't get it.
Well, it's saying that the diamond is a rock and has to be cut and refined and shined up.
I don't want to get cut.
But it's kind of saying that in life, if you want to shine like a diamond, I love that song, you have to get some hurts. Got to go through some hurts.
Oh.
Got to go through some adjustments. Mm. A couple of little trims and little cuts. And I'm not talking about your hair.
Okay.
You don't have to trim your hair or cut your hair.
I got to do that as a matter of fact.
You just have to. That was Eric Thomas, who I've never heard of.
Nope. Well, I have my three riddles. And the first one is a special one. Because we've always asked who was first. And I found out one. Who was the first to drink milk from a cow?
How do they know that?
Number two.
Are these real answers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this isn't a riddle.
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind.
I speak without a mouth.
Mm-hmm. Here without ears, I have no body, but I come alive with wind.
Okay.
Number three, the more you take, the more you leave behind.
Okay. Are these related to one another or separate?
Separate.
Okay. I love these. Mm. It makes my brain go... because I think about them, and I never get the answer.
You do.
I do sometimes. Speak without a mouth, hear without ears. I don't have a body, but I come alive when there's wind.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right. Wow. Something to think about.
Okay.
And we'll repeat those at the top half. Top of the second half of our show. So we have some things to share with you today. I wish I had had a video of you doing Joe Cocker over there. Oh, man, I wish we were on TV. I wish we were. So we were talking before the show about tipping.
Yeah.
And we're you know, I realize that when I go places now, when I pay, the screen turns around and it asks for a tip of a certain amount, or you can put your own in. But it's already calculated for you. I think you have three choices. But it's interesting that these things are appearing in situations where you didn't normally tip anyone. You know, it wasn't a restaurant, it wasn't your hairdresser. I mean, I went to the dentist and they asked me for a tip.
The dentist?
No.
Oh, jeez.
No, but I
would have given him back the tooth.
Who knows? So I got some information on MSN.com. It says many Americans feel like they're tipping more money at more places than they have in the past. It says there are some places you're still not expected to leave a tip as well. So it says here that, I have to turn the page.
I want to know where I don't have to tip, and then I'll go there.
Yeah. So it says you can skip the tip at self-checkout kiosks.
Well, yeah, who are you going to tip?
Well, I don't know. You can do that. We know to tip for the service we receive, but what if we're providing the service ourselves?
Have you ever tipped the guy that's putting your packages
in the bags at the grocery store?
Yeah.
No. Have you?
No.
No.
So why wouldn't they mention that too?
Well, they may.
All right.
The thing that really just blows my mind is that people are being asked to tip for self-service kiosks and checkout lines. There you go. And this says, Lynn said, the reporter here's name is Lynn. I didn't even notice that.
Shame.
She said, that's one that surprises me most because it's just not clear who's receiving the tips, just like you asked.
Yeah.
Just like you said, who's receiving, if you're ringing up your own items, don't worry about tipping. Oh, it says, he says, Lynn is a he, and skip tipping for takeout on counter service like coffee.
If you go
to Dunkin' Donuts and you get a coffee.
You pay tax on that?
You pay tax, but you can, they're asking now for a tip.
You don't pay tax on food, do you?
Oh, no.
Well, then why do they make you do it if you're buying food?
You're tipping.
But, I mean, if you don't tip for food.
You're tipping at Dunkin' Donuts, let's say.
Okay.
They give you a coffee and they
I'm confused.
Now, I've never had, so when I get a coffee, I've never had them turn the screen around yet, I don't think, where it says, this is how much you've paid, and now how much do you want to tip? And you choose. But they do have a cup there that you can throw your change in, which I do.
Subway does that.
And I have to say, when I go to the drive-thru, if the person is really personable and has done a great job.
Still has their teeth.
I will give them a tip.
Well, some places they're not quite so.
Yeah. So it says if you're picking up your food, if you call into a restaurant and you go pick up the bag, it says you can likely skip the tip.
But if he brings it to your house, you got to tip him.
Well, yeah. I would think you would tip the person. But if you go pick it up, you order something to go and you go pick it up.
The only people I think should be tipped are the people who don't get minimum wage.
Yes, and that's a whole other conversation right there.
Yep.
Well, no, let's start it. let's do it. So I remember long ago when I was a waitress at Friendly's when I was in high school, you know, we got, I don't know, 90 cents an hour. And then it was made up in your tips, which were not that high at all
right.
at Friendly's. But it made me think as I got older, I don't understand. These people work hard.
Oh, yeah.
And they are the mirror of that company or that restaurant. You don't get to see the background. You don't get to see, you know, what's happening in the kitchen. This person that's coming to your table is setting the mood. That person should get minimum wage.
Yep.
And then if they do a great job,
get them a tip.
Give them a tip. And then they get even more because they did a great job.
I was a short order cook and waitress.
So did you get less than minimum wage?
Yes.
It doesn't make sense, and I don't.
I didn't get any tips.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Because I think now the
I wasn't that good.
No. Didn't the wait staff share their tips with you?
No.
And you didn't get minimum wage?
No.
Oh.
And I was 8 months pregnant.
Ouch. Ouch. I worked when I was pregnant, too, at Friendly's at the grill.
Okay.
Flipping burgers. Yeah, I don't know if I'm just ignorant to why they don't get minimum wage. Maybe someone can clarify this.
The guys who own the places say that they would lose money because their meals are not that expensive and therefore they can't charge a lot for them.
So I've been in very expensive restaurants where you look at the menu and you get sick.
Yeah.
Because you think, how do I leave here without anybody noticing me? Because if I went to a restaurant a few weeks ago, I won't say where or what. The roll was an appetizer. and you got two rolls for $7.
$7? Did they give you butter with dinner
rolls? Nope. Jeez. Two dinner rolls. So
should
now,
be ashamed of themselves.
When I think in the rest of the menu was priced the same.
Yeah.
And when I think that the wait staff gets minimum gets less than minimum wage, and you're selling a roll, I'm sorry, two rolls
for $7,
and they weren't that good.
Oh my
for $7, let me tell you, I believe. Well, I'm getting on a soapbox now.
Oh boy,
those people should be getting minimum wage, and if they do a great job, they deserve a tip. And
are you ever going to go back to that place?
No.
Good.
No.
I would tell everybody I knew.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to say.
I don't know if it was with you, but I. Oh no, it wasn't. I went to some place in Pittsfield that was kind of high mucky muck, and I got a shock. A friend of mine went with me, and she ordered a cocktail, and it was just a glass of wine. $14.
Ouch.
Uh-huh. And that was 5 or 6 years ago.
And then did you have a drink?
No.
And because did you split the bill?
No.
Don't you hate it when that happens? Everybody's drinking and you're not. And they say, well, let's just split it four ways. Wait a minute. You had four drinks and you ordered a bottle of wine.
No, I don't go in for that. No.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot.
You pay for what you eat.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. We're on a good roll today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I haven't got down to anything I've brought.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
But I wanted to ask you, what's blue and not very heavy?
My mood?
Light blue.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Did you write that one yourself?
No.
I know you have more.
I do. What do you call a line of men waiting to get haircuts?
I don't know.
Barbecue.
She is laughing. She's got her mouth pursed. It's in there. Her laughing's inside.
Why is it so cheap to throw a party at a haunted house?
Nope.
Because the ghosts bring all the booze.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Doesn't that remind you of Amelia Bedelia?
Who?
Amelia Bedelia. Amelia Bedelia is a character in a children's book, and she's a quirky little girl. And Amelia takes everything literally.
Oh, my gosh.
So, for instance, her mom said to her, Amelia, go out and stake the tomatoes. And she went in the refrigerator and got steaks and brought them out and put them outside in the garden.
I thought she was going to stick wood through them.
No, she put steaks. And she and her mom said, we're having a Christmas party and we're going to have carols.
Mm-hmm.
And so Amelia Bedelia went out and found all her friends named Carol and brought them to the house. It's a really cute series.
It does sound
of
cute.
Books.
It does.
Yeah, I'm going to start to read them.
Okay. Why was 2019 afraid of 2020?
I don't know. Why was 2019 afraid of 2020?
Because they had a fight in 2021.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Where did you get these?
They were online somewhere.
Oh, were they? From 1930? Oh, no, it wouldn't be. Not for that one.
No. No.
No.
What you got?
Well, I went out and I'm kind of off today. I'm all over the place
today. We are too, yeah.
So I pulled carrots in my garden. My granddaughter helped. Mark helped. And we, you know, I've got the beets and stuff. And I just want to say it's really, really funny when you don't really know how to garden. You're just doing it for fun. And you plant your carrot seeds. And then you thin them out. You have to thin them out once they start to grow.
Did you put them in upside down?
No. That would have been really pretty. That would have been pretty, right?
Yeah.
It's really funny when you thin them out and you haven't really thinned them out well. And then when you pull them, have you ever seen a carrot that's too close to another carrot and they twist around each other?
Yeah.
It's really cute. It's real funny. And you don't have to throw them away.
No.
You can eat them.
And you, I think can, you be, can take a picture first.
Yeah. I think it'd be really cool to serve that in a restaurant, a clump of curled around carrots. Just leave them like they are and boil them and put them on a plate in a twirly clump.
I'd fry them up in butter.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to have butter mm-hmm. on carrots. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes. Just like corn. You have to have butter on corn.
I like corn. All right. I actually, we're not known for helping people relax, usually because we like people to laugh and get excited and stuff. But I have some techniques about reducing stress, improving relaxation. And there's different kinds of breathing exercises.
I'm ready.
Diaphragmatic breathing. That's diaphragmatic, I guess. Marie, am I saying that right?
Diaphragmatic?
Yeah.
That's from belly, your diaphragm?
Belly breathing.
Diaphragm.
Okay. Step one, sit or lie down in a comfortable position. Step two, place one hand on your chest and the other on your belly. Step three, inhale deeply through your nose, allowing your belly to rise while keeping your chest relatively still. Your diaphragm should expand, pushing your belly out. Step four, exhale slowly through your mouth, feeling your belly fall as you release the breath. Tells you to do that for 5 to 10 minutes. I'd get dizzy and
pass
out. I feel
like I'm going to faint.
I don't think I'm
going to. No, it's good breathing. It's good. I learned that in high school. I had a theater arts teacher. Her name was Miss Zeminski. I loved her. And she taught us to lay on the floor and do exactly what you said. Put your hand on your diaphragm and focus on only pushing air up in your diaphragm. Not below in your stomach or your abdomen. Not above in your chest. Just your diaphragm. If you're driving your car right now, you can do it in the car. You just put your hand on your diaphragm, which is right below your rib.
Put your other hand on the wheel.
Yes. 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 So your diaphragm is right below where your ribs come together at the bottom. And there's
it's
that.
Between two unmentionables.
Yes. Well, it's a little bit lower than that. Well, unless you're...
Got her good.
Okay. So...
Moving on.
So it says here that the frustration that people have, clearly it says roughly 59% of U.S. adults have a negative view of tipping, a decrease from 66% in 2023. Isn't that interesting? Mm. Probably because people are getting frustrated with this, you know, aggressive suggesting tip. And more than one in three think tipping culture has gotten out of control, according to a bankrate.com. survey that they did in June. So people are just getting frustrated with the whole pushing of the tipping.
Yeah, and expecting people to give a certain amount.
Yes.
When maybe they can't.
Or the service wasn't good.
Or the service wasn't good.
You know, I'm really into that if the service isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to say, my dad was an under-tipper, a big under-tipper.
Did people throw food at him?
No. We would leave, and then one of us would go back. And
leave the tip?
Leave some more tip. Or find the wait person and say, hey, look, just want to let you know, you didn't get enough. So here's some more.
Greg is the opposite, and it drives me nuts.
He goes back and takes the tip off the table?
No. Oh. He tips more than he should.
Ah.
He does. He's a good guy.
So he must just realize, I don't think anyone realizes how hard it is to be a wait person. Because I think that you take a lot of abuse.
Oh, boy.
And if anything goes wrong, you're the fall guy.
And you are exhausted.
Exactly. You're on your feet all the time, and you are the fall guy. You're the one that gets yelled at if something's wrong with the meal when it's not your fault.
When you're not the cook.
Yeah. So I wonder if there's a wait person day.
Hmm. That's like, interesting.
You know, like Father's Day,
there
Mother's Day.
There should be.
Wait, person. Service Day.
Oy.
Write to your congressman.
Okay.
All right.
This one I do all the time. This one really works, and this one really helps me breathe better. And when I can't quite catch my breath, this helps a lot. It's called box breathing or square breathing. And it's so easy. Sit upright in a comfortable chair with your feet flat on the floor. Inhale deeply through your nose for a count of four. Hold your breath for a count of four. Exhale slowly through your mouth for a longer count.
Maybe seven.
Hold your breath again for the count of four and begin the next inhale.
Does it work?
It does.
How long do you have to do it before you can tell?
Maybe two or three times.
Aha.
But it works.
It does.
It does.
Inhale through your nose for 4 seconds. Hold for four. Out for, let's say, seven.
Mm-hmm.
Hold for four. In for four. Hold for four. Out for four. In for seven and nine and six.
Not an odd number, just an even. Where were we going?
Breathing. We're okay. Talking about breathing.
I do have one for alternate breathing. Nostril breathing, but I'm not going to read it because I only have one nostril that works.
Suffocate. Sometimes I have one that doesn't work. Wow, I get really high. Sometimes that one of mine is blocked. You know, they go back and forth. Yours doesn't go back and forth.
No,
yours
no.
Yours is just completely shut down.
Yeah, because yeah. When I fell on my face, I
yeah, that would
closed
do
it up.
Mm-hmm. The rest of you looks good.
Thanks. I mean,
well, your nose looks good, too. Your nose doesn't look, there's nothing I see that's different in your nose.
Okay.
Okay. It says here, people are being asked to tip in context where they have not traditionally been asked to tip, and they're being asked to tip larger amounts in those occupations where they're used to leaving tips. And it's that a social, it's felt as a social pressure, is
yes.
What it says here.
Yes.
And it's irritating people, and it's making them not tip as much or not tip at all, according to this expert, Michael Lynn. Now I'm finding out his last name is Lynn.
Oh, okay. Oh,
okay. There you go.
I was wondering how he spelled it.
Michael Lynn, who is a professor of consumer behavior and marketing at the Cornell University School of Hotel Administration. That's an interesting title.
Do you think that waitresses, when they get tipped, get to keep their tips?
I think a lot of them have to share with the busing people.
Oh,
maybe with the people in the kitchen. I know. So when you think you're giving your wait person
mm-hmm.
a really good tip for mm-hmm. him or her,
mm-hmm.
they don't keep all that in a lot of cases,
wow.
I believe. You almost want to say, hey, please take this, put it in your pocket and keep it for yourself.
Right.
But then you think, you know, they're going to think, well, that's not really what I'm supposed to be doing. But boy, it'd be tempting, huh?
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Other than breathing, there's physical activity, exercise. Engage in regular physical activities such as walking, jogging, yoga. Try saying that.
Yoga.
Or dancing. Because exercise releases endorphins, which are natural mood busters. Stretching, simple stretching exercises can relieve tension, too.
That is true.
Did that hurt?
What?
She just kind of went
well, no,
crazy over her hair.
My hair's still kind of wet.
So I just
do the thing.
I just thought of my cats when they got fleas.
It is so true. I remember long ago when I went regularly to the gym, I was amazed at how my mood was so much better. And
mm-hmm.
my mental sharpness
uh-huh.
Was better.
Yep.
So why don't we continue to do it? Why do we?
Because it's work.
It's not. It's great once you're out there.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's work.
I know. Well, if it's work for you, you should get tipped. Maybe if you got a tip.
Carry an umbrella when it rains.
Do it, yes. So it says here, during the pandemic, people began tipping more generously.
Well, yeah.
Which set a new precedent for how much some workers expected to earn from tips.
Oh.
Now, as the world adjusts to post-pandemic normal, some businesses have continued relying on tips to bolster their workers' wages. The ubiquity of checkout stations with tip prompts also comes from the growing number of businesses that have adopted consumer-facing point-of-sale systems like Toast or Square. So we're going to go for a break, and then we will be back to talk more about these topics.
What's going on here?
Combining the miracle of modern technology with the secrets of ordinary street junkies. Producing this.
89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal. Opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com. Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sondrini.com.
It's a revolution!
Yeah, baby, yeah!
89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Okay.
Okay, so we were taking a break, and this is Lynn.
And Bev.
And this is the second half of our show, and we are called Stuff. And Bev has some riddles. Not riddles. What are they riddles?
Well, one is a yes, give me the answer, and the other two are riddles.
Okay.
The more you take, the more you leave behind is one. I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. And who was the first to drink milk from a cow?
I have one answer that I know is correct.
Okay.
Okay. The more you take, the more you leave behind. All right. At the end of our show, we will have the reveal. And we were just talking a little bit about tipping during the pandemic and then after the pandemic. And it says that what happened was the pandemic created, well, during the pandemic, people tipped more.
Uh-huh.
And now that is kind of leveling out. And that people, it's difficult. The tip is in your face if you're using, say, Venmo or Toast or Square or PayPal or some of those other ways that you can pay electronically.
Uh-huh.
It automatically pops up. And it just says, just because the screen in these point of purchase or over the counter type transactions provide you with that suggestion, you should take it as merely a suggestion and not an obligation.
Mm-hmm. Because do they really, when they pick up their tickets from the table, do they really look to see if you tipped?
I don't normally see that, do you?
No.
And I know when I tip, like at my nail salon, they just take, put in their pocket or in their drawer. They don't count it or look
Why
at it.
Why do they have a nail salon?
Why do they have a nail salon?
How hard is it to put polish on your fingernails?
Well, I think that we're spoiled.
Uh-huh.
And I think that it's
Can you tell I've never been?
It's kind of a treat to get a manicure. You know, they do everything and then they massage your hands and then they do your feet if you want your feet done. And it's kind of relaxing and nice. It's pretty
I don't want to touch anybody's feet.
Well, you don't touch anybody's feet. They touch yours.
That's what I mean. I don't want...
Well, there's a big tub you put your feet in, so your feet are clean.
Okay.
And then they massage... A foot massage is pretty cool. Have you ever had one?
Yes, I love foot massages.
Oh, yes.
But he usually does it through the sock.
Through the sock. Okay. Well, hey, you know what? At least he's doing it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Once in a while. Once in a great while.
Yeah.
I do it to him, too, because I don't want to touch feet.
You don't do him?
I do.
You do through the sock?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, hey, that's okay. That's okay. You should have those little socks, that individual toe socks. You ever see those?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Also to relax you, progressive muscle relaxation. I haven't tried this, but I'm going to. It's tense and release, starting from your toes and working your way up to your head, or starting at your head and working to your toes. Tense each muscle group for a few seconds, then release. This helps reduce physical tension and promotes relaxation. So you start at one end of the body and you work each area.
How do you do how do you do your body? I guess you can do your body part.
Oh, yeah.
How do you do your... Oh, you can do that.
She's sitting over there experimenting.
I am. And you know what? The calf. You can do the calf. I'm thinking, can you do your knee? Well, your knee doesn't have a muscle in it, right? Your knee.
maybe extend your legs and that'll help.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, it does kind of... Yeah.
All
try
right.
it. Try it. Like, bend your little... Yeah.
There you go.
Wow, we're going to go out of here feeling good. So here's one last thing about the tipping, and then I'll move on. This says, this other person here, whose last name is Farley, who's part of this article, he said that the most unexpected tip request he's ever received was at a sit-down restaurant where the menu had already indicated that a standard gratuity of 20% will be included in the bill.
So then they don't ask for extra tip.
Right. When the server handed Farley the final bill, though, he was hit with a prompt for another 20% by the card reader.
Ah.
He said he was very confused when he asked the waiter why there was a second charge. He said the server told him the 20% gratuity charge was for the whole staff to split. But 20% prompt on the card reader was specifically for his service that night with the
waiter.
The service was not a 40% service, according to Farley.
Wow.
The service was a 20% service, but I was stuck paying 40%.
Why was he stuck?
Yeah.
I mean, so was he embarrassed by it?
I don't know. It's interesting. So he said, if you're worried you might find yourself in this situation, he said, you can ask the restaurant to waive the initial gratuity fee. If you feel strongly about it and you feel that burden shouldn't be on you, restaurant owners that I have encountered they'll say that for any consumers that push back and request the charge be removed, they will remove it promptly. Otherwise, do your homework on a restaurant's tipping policy so you can avoid the restaurant.
Carefully look at
carefully
your menu.
Look. That's happened to us where we have realized that the tip is in the bill. Sometimes they do that if there's a party of six or eight. They'll put that in automatically.
Yeah.
Because I think they get stiffed.
Yeah.
And you get eight people and, you know, they leave a $10 tip for a $400 bill.
Right.
But then you realize it's already in there.
If it's already in there and they ask you for another one at the end, that mean that they're telling you in the beginning you're going to be tipping the busboy whether he works in your restaurant or not?
Whether he works on your table or not. It's going to be the whole restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. You're going to do the whole staff.
I still think
minimum wage for everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I have, where is it now? I forgot. Where, listening to music. People like to play rock music and everything else, and they think that's going to make them relax, but it's not going to. Listen to calming you music, such as classical or nature sounds, to help you unwind. Sing or dance. Singing along to your favorite songs or dancing can be a fun way to relieve stress and elevate your mood, and that does work.
It does.
It really does.
It really does. Do you listen to anything in particular?
I like very melodic, what do you call them?
Wind chimes?
No.
No. Bagpipes?
No. Shush, shush, shush. movie. Music. What do you call that?
Movie music.
No. Background music.
Background music from movies?
Kinda. But
accompaniment? No.
No.
trailers? No.
Marie?
Antoinette?
Mary? Soundtracks.
Soundtracks.
There you go.
You do.
Whew.
From movies.
Well, from movies, from yeah, mostly movies.
Soft ones.
It depends.
Not like
I got a massage once, and the woman played this really long, comfortable, calming music, and I loved it. And oh. I never did find out where I got it, or she got it, or what it was called. And since then, it's like, yeah,
the pan flute is a really cool sound when you're having a massage.
It's really funny to watch them use it too.
The pan flute.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hollow. It's that hollow, breathy sound. Mm-hmm. I don't like it when they play it and they have a piano in the background.
Yeah, that doesn't need a piano.
No, just the pan flute by itself is really nice.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I can't even mimic or imitate a pan flute.
Okay. We're both doing that today. All right.
So some more things that I have today. Expiration dates. We'll do a few of those.
Yes.
So my family takes expiration dates very seriously. And it's hysterical because if they come over, certain ones of them, is that correct?
Do they go through your fridge?
Oh, yeah, it's really funny.
Oh.
It's actually a joke. Something will pop out and it will be expired last month or even last year. See, it's ketchup. And I'll get teased about it or spices or anything. Well, according to the United States Department of Agriculture, food expiration dates refer to food quality, not food safety. Federal regulations do not require that expiration dates be put on meat, poultry, eggs, dairy, and cans.
If it looks funny, throw it out.
And boxed foods, though baby formula is the only product that, listen carefully, that requires an expiration date. So all the companies that do expiration dates, it's not required, according to this article, by the United States Department of Agriculture.
But people pay such attention to it.
Well, because it's there, right?
Huh.
I definitely pay attention when I buy meat, poultry, you know, things like that.
If I have a feeling that the thing is off, then I don't need the expiration date. I just won't eat it.
You just won't eat
it. Even if it's good.
Yeah. You know it's off. Something's off.
Yeah.
Yes. So it says that they are added, the expiration dates are voluntarily added as a helpful guide to consumers and retailers. And then we will talk after you share some more about the three most common labels that we find on our food.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Aromatherapy.
Yeah.
Truly, truly, truly does help. Use essential oils like lavender, chamomile, or eucalyptus. Candles and incense even.
Mm-hmm.
But be careful and just choose. If you're not used to using incense, sometimes they're rather strong.
Yes.
And they can smell more like burning than whatever
So does it say candles then would be a better option?
I like scented candles.
I do too.
And I know it's said that only women buy candles, and when men buy candles, it's for women. So, but I don't care. I like them.
I like candles. I buy them.
Yeah.
I don't like lavender.
No, I don't either.
And I've heard it said that lavender helps you to relax, helps ease anxiety. But when I smell lavender, I don't like it.
I think of awake.
Yeah, or old lady perfume.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, but I like more of a vanilla. And at Christmas time, I really like a good pine smell candle.
I like cedar.
Cedar. Mm-hmm. I like cedar. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have lots of candles.
Me too.
Yeah. Do you use the soy kind or just any?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever have the wick that sparks?
No.
It does, like, it makes a crackle sound? It's kind of cool.
Oh, I bought one once that said it was supposed to do that, but it didn't.
It didn't crackle?
No.
Well, you should.
Of course, I'm half deaf anyway. Maybe it didn't. I didn't hear it.
You should. So what's your go-to candle scent?
Cedar.
Uh-huh.
His mother used to use that in all of her cabinets and her blankets and towels and things. Always smelled so wonderful.
Yeah, cedar was a popular thing because of the moths.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And cedar closets, when I list a house or I see, I love that smell.
Yep.
Sometimes I go inside and I close the door and my clients can't find me. No, I'm kidding.
She's a cedar-holic.
It's nice. I like it. And it's pretty, too. So, expiration dates.
Yes. Tell me.
Best if used by. You've seen that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This date suggests when a product will be at peak quality. Okay.
That's
will
the used
still
date.
Be best by. Best if used by.
Okay.
It will still be safe to consume after that date, but the flavor, the texture quality will start to go down a little. You'll probably find this on shelf-stable items like canned goods,
yeah,
dry goods, condiments. They're still okay to eat. They may just not taste exactly right.
I never understood why canned goods had those labels.
Expiration dates and
yeah,
best if used by?
Because they're sealed up,
yeah,
in those cans, and do they really go bad?
I don't know. I have seen a can that exploded, and I think it was from heat, and the pressure built up inside the can because the cans are vacuum packed.
I thought
it did. It exploded, and it was all over. It had been there for quite a while. It was an abandoned building.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I always wondered about that. But I thought cans, too, could have for a long time. And actually, I won't get into all of this today, but I can continue it next time to talk about that very thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons I don't buy canned stuff much.
Yeah. I only buy tuna. I know you don't eat tuna.
No, Greg does.
Yeah, so that's the only thing tomato paste.
Okay.
I buy that in a can. Everything else is jars
or
frozen. Cat food.
Yeah.
I don't think your cats care about the use-by date.
No.
No.
As long as it's in their bowl when they want it.
Yeah, because they eat mice, you know.
Not mine.
Oh.
They play with them a little bit and then they walk away.
Do they kill them first and then play with them?
Not really.
Oh, dear. So does the mice go away or?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Let's see. How about taking a nice warm bath?
Yes, with Epsom salts.
Yes, and essential oils. And you can massage and just treat yourself.
Yeah.
With all... I took... my tub has those spouts where... What do you call it? Jacuzzi type thing?
Uh-huh.
And I put in some stuff to make suds, and I didn't think I was putting in too much. but when it started to cover my head, I said, I don't think I should do this anymore.
Wee.
How long did you stay in there?
Oh, a couple minutes.
So did you let them settle down, or did you just enjoy being in a cloud? It's kind of nice.
No, I let them calm down.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. It Epsom salts really helps. It really does help your body aches and your mood.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. My son has a saltwater pool.
Yeah.
And when I got in that pool and I was in there for a while,
I
felt better when I got out.
Epsom salts? What'd you say?
No, he has a saltwater pool.
Saltwater.
A lot of people have saltwater pools. No chlorine.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I have time to do a used by?
Very big.
Very big? Very quick? Used by? Used by date. This date is usually found on more perishable items like meat. It's still okay to consume the product for a short period after the date, but don't wait too long. And then the sell by date is, it tells the retailers when the product should be off the shelves. Their sales are one way grocery stores try to get older inventory off the shelves and into the carts. You'll likely find this on refrigerated products, which the store will want to get off the shelves well before they might spoil. So the sell-by date still allows you to have a few days or so to use the product. So we'll go more into this. I'm real interested in this. So we'll continue this next time.
Okay.
Mm.
Now, what is the more you take, the more you leave behind?
Where did I write it? I have to look at it. Okay. The more you take, the more you leave behind. I don't know what that one is.
Footsteps.
The more you take, the more you leave behind. Yes. Well, yes, of course, because that is the answer.
I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind.
Thunder?
An echo.
Oh, an echo.
Now, I have a slight problem with that one because I come alive with wind. Don't they come alive whether there's wind or not?
I think so. It has to just bounce off of the other whatever.
Yeah.
The mountain.
Whatever.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who was the first to drink milk from a cow?
Their calves.
Very good.
Yay!
Very, very good. You get nothing
ding,
for
ding,
that,
ding.
But that was so good.
Ding, ding. At first, I thought, oh, my gosh, how did someone know that a person drank milk from a cow? How do they know that? But then I
actually asked ChatGPT, which is an AI type thing, about that. That's the question I asked, and they said, it's too far back in history to really know. There's no way to know.
So it didn't know the real answer.
Uh-uh. So I just said, well, who drinks milk from a cow? But the calf.
The calf. The calf. And only the calf.
There you go. There you go.
Yes. So, hey.
Thank you for joining us today.
Were you going to say anything else?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay. I think, yeah.
See ya later.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.